This is a HeadGum Podcast. Hello, beautiful friends, and welcome to another episode of Lady Lovin'.
Hello!
That was a beautiful little chirp.
Do we have a bird in our office?
Yeah.
Chirp, chirp.
Low Birdsworth.
Chirp, chirp.
Low Birdsworth.
Hi.
Hi, Lo. Hi. Hi, Jilly.
Hey.
Gals, I'm very hungover.
You know what? I was going to say we can tell, but you don't look it, girl. You don't look it.
I just came from a bridal shower. I had cocktails.
Yeah, that sounds
good. You guys, all I've had is a sweet green salad, so...
And we made you stop eating it so that we wouldn't get internet bullied from people complaining about chewing noises.
I know, and it was so good. You guys, it was like kale, sweet potatoes, toasted almonds, chickpeas, and avocado.
Gorgeous. Yeah.
So as you might guess, this episode is not being recorded on a Monday.
No, it's not. It's being recorded on a Sunday.
Yeah, which is
the day before Monday.
For immediate release.
Sunday is interesting to me.
It's the day. Well, wait, hold on. We're being very rude. We need to introduce our guest.
We do.
I'm so happy he's joining us today. We have Bowen Yang joining us today.
Hi.
Hello. Bowen.
Thank you for having me.
Bowen.
That's our studio audience.
Yes. Yeah, that's our live studio audience.
Hi, everyone.
Bowen has an incredible podcast called Las Culturistas that he is the co-host of with the adorable Matt Rogers.
Adorable.
I'm obsessed with your podcast because it's like Lo and I both look at D-listed and like love that
love.
Shit. And it's just a time to listen to all the stuff that I'm thinking and
good.
I want to talk about.
Great. I feel like I'm the one who's coming at that. I have the POV of someone who's like not totally up with, like just up to speed with everything. Mm. And Matt's like the expert and there's like the whole lay of the land.
I love the title.
It's fun. It's so stupid.
It's so amazing.
No, they actually had a live podcast recording a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And I was there and it was so fun.
It's very fun.
And because you have a whole segment of your podcast called I Don't Think So Honey, which yes. is the most fun.
What happens in I Don't Think So Honey?
So you have a full minute to just like rail against anything that's like bothering you, but you have to say the word I don't think so honey as many times as possible.
Yeah.
So it's like I don't think so honey, like standpipes on the sidewalk, mm-hmm. like giving me cuts on my shin. Like
I don't think so
want.
Honey brunch lines.
Go. Oh my God. I don't think so
gosh.
Honey listeners who shame Jilly into eating Cheerios.
Exactly.
There you go. So.
That's what it is.
I love that.
It's fun. But yeah, Greta was recognized at this live show, I was telling you earlier.
Which is odd because I didn't meet this. I don't remember meeting this woman who apparently listens to our show.
My coworker, Erica. She's great.
And Shout out to Erica.
Hi, Erica. She stopped me at work the next day. She was like, I met this great podcast host, Greta. And she just was fawning over you. So
it was what happens when people meet Greta.
They fawn over her?
They're like, oh my God.
Right.
Greta got fans.
Yeah. She's got big fans.
Y'all got fans.
Wait, you have fans.
No, but like, when you guys had crispy shorts on, you guys were just all talking about how many followers you had, and I was like, wow, this is what it's like to just...
Crispy shorts. Shout out to Crispy Shorts. We love you.
Shout out to Crispy Shorts.
Crispy Shorts just hit 10,000 subscribers on YouTube.
Wow, congrats.
And you know what? It's all about the followers.
It's all about the followers.
And if you don't have followers,
then what are you doing?
Then who are you?
It's not about the content, it's about the followers.
And you know what? When you're right, Jilly.
That's awful.
I'm kidding. This is sarcasm, Lo.
We're being very facetious.
I mean, yeah. I know that I bring it up all the time, but I can't get that episode of Black Mirror out of my head. Have you seen it? The one with Bryce Dallas Howard.
I'm telling you, this is the whole thing about the podcast. I don't know all these things. I'll know like specific things. I've never seen Black Mirror.
I mean, it's really fucked. Do you like scary stuff?
I kind of do.
I mean, do not watch Black Mirror.
No, okay. It's an amazing show.
Black Mirror is the type of show where you wake up at 3:33 and 30 seconds and you're just like, what the fuck's going on in my brain? You know what I mean?
It's just about weird, creepy
stuff.
Like,
it'll wake you up in the middle of the night.
I love it. I love it so much. I binge watch it. I've seen every episode.
If you're not into horror, do not watch.
Okay.
Or even like weird.
It's very psychological.
Sure. Or watch that and then watch an episode of Sex and the City. So to you don't. It out. Yeah, you definitely need the balance.
I honestly disagree. I have been watching Sex and the City lately and it has been giving me full panic.
Why?
Really? Why?
We're all like.
I think I kind of get That's what
you're supposed
saying.
To be the fun show. What do you mean?
I know. So I, you know, I'm on like my 15th time watching Sex and the City now. And now that I'm a little bit older, I haven't watched it in a few years. I can relate to the women and their struggle so much more. And I'm like, oh my God, this is actually my life. I live in New York City and all this shit happens all the time. And it just is stressful. I've never watched the show and been in the position of the actual women on the show before. It was always like, oh, I'm so much younger than you, but not anymore. And it's like,
it's interesting.
You know what though? We're
it's stressful.
We're the age of the first season though.
Sure.
We're not at the age of the fourth
where they're breaking the fourth wall.
I know. Yeah, I was going to say we're at the age where they're talking to camera and they're like, well,
yeah.
I know, but that's still stressful. I don't want to get to season four in my life. Like
maybe that's what the stress is and it's not the show.
We all make it to season four.
We all make it to season four. The burger season.
The burger season? Is that the burger season?
I don't know. No, I think that's like three or...
No, burger is like five. Remember, he breaks up with her on a post-it.
But you know, relationship is like my worst nightmare.
Oh God, terrible.
So it's like you're trying to like push for a relationship to happen that just is not supposed to happen.
No.
If you could live in any television show, what would it be?
Oh, that's a great question.
Seinfeld.
That's a good answer.
That makes sense.
Are we just, that's not Sex and the City?
Okay, wait. I got four. Seinfeld.
Wait, what? No, it's one.
Seinfeld, Curb Your Enthusiasm, Friends, and...
So Larry David's world.
And Game of Thrones. Because I...
No.
I want to be the dragon queen.
No, girl. Game of Thrones, you'd be smelly in that world. People would be dying from the plague.
The dragon queen? No. If I was actually the
Khaleesi?
Dragon queen.
You want to be Daenerys Targaryen?
Yeah.
Have you read? Do you have? Do you watch?
Do you even know her name?
First off, she's my Wi-Fi password.
Lo is coming my home right now.
My home Wi-Fi is called Khaleesi 5G. Okay.
Nice. Okay.
And every perfume I get from Le Labo has Khaleesi on it, and I used to have white hair like Khaleesi, so of course I know her name.
Okay.
Don't front, girl.
Bowen,
giving you the side eye over here.
I'll throw some Cheerios at you.
Throw some Cheerios.
What world would you want to live in?
The OC.
Oh, gorgeous.
We did live in that.
Yes. Oh my God. Right. Big Little Lies.
Yes.
Which is like grown up OC.
It is grown up OC.
And then just to like balance out like that lavishness. Something really gritty.
Like Shameless. Just kidding.
Like, yeah, I would want to do Shameless.
Yeah.
Well, you were on Broad City.
And, oh, sure. And then Broad City. Because, yes, that's
you're
like
Broad
a world.
City star.
You are Broad City.
I am the show. oh, my God. Yeah, I would love to live in that world.
Broad City would be so fun to live in because I feel like it's like... a different, like, I don't even know what's happening. Like, what goes through their minds?
Well, they're just like hanging out.
I know.
And they're, yeah. And like,
my favorite episode is the St. Mark's episode.
Oh, yeah. That's so good. My favorite episode is the one in the first season where they lose Abby's phone.
Oh, yeah. That's a great episode.
Yeah.
You guys,
Greta was raising her hand.
Greta, tell us.
I just realized.
Also, for listeners to know right now, Greta's wearing a jean collared shirt, but it's unbuttoned under the boobs.
From the bottom, yeah.
So she just has this beautiful, like, cleavage tummy bearing outfit on right now.
Jean on jean.
Here's the thing, if I could live in one world, I'd want to live in the L word.
Oh, great. And you would be, but you'd still be hetero.
No, because she would for sure be a lesbian. Definitely be dating Shane.
Cool.
Did you watch the
episode? I never watched it.
I never did either.
She's very hot. Definitely had multiple lady like sex dreams with her in high school. My dad used to walk in on me watching the L Word and he'd be like, get out of here.
That's a good answer.
So I think I'd be the L Word because like they're still in LA.
Yeah.
So you have that nice, like, warm beach kind of vibe, but they also, like, do city stuff.
Great.
You know, they, like, go to a club. And what's her name? Why am I blanking on her name right now? Foxy Brown.
I didn't even know
you know who
cast.
I'm talking about.
No, I don't.
You know, I don't know anything about that show.
I'm a bad gay.
Well, you guys, what the fuck is her name? I need to look it up. Okay. This is embarrassing.
Wait,
this is honestly.
Lo, what about you? What shows do you want to be on?
I've been drinking pass.
You've been drinking pass?
That primes you for an answer.
I know, but like,
give you a better answer.
Nothing is popping into my mind except for Sex and the City.
Maybe she wants to live in that. I mean,
that's fair.
In Atlanta, stress.
Pam Grier. Sorry. Pam I couldn't Grier. Believe that I forgot Pam
I don't
Grier.
Know.
Pam Grier's iconic.
I don't know about that.
She was okay. She was Foxy Brown in the...
Okay.
Wait, low. Sex and the City. You live in Sex and the City.
I guess I...
You do live in Sex and
I'll
the City.
I'll pick Sex... Yeah, I do.
Great. Good answer. It's interesting because it's like you see yourself reflected, but also there's that distance of like it's aged and it's like...
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
not totally contemporary, but it's still kind of...
What if I was like, I would see myself in Narcos?
Honestly, that would be chill.
That's cool.
Like how... What episode do you think that you would last to before you were murdered in Narcos?
I would be dead in the beginning. They love killing busty blondes.
That's true.
Oh, yeah. I mean...
Yeah, like episode one, you'd get into the taxi and you'd die.
Yeah.
I think I would make it till season two, episode one.
Mm. Mm-hmm. The first to go.
Yeah, because Narcos I think head over that here. I would be able to like hold some secrets that they wanted and then they'd be done with me.
Bowen.
Yes.
You grew up in Colorado.
I did.
Did your parent... Were your parents weird about shows like television?
Letting
you watch stuff?
Are you getting the impression that Colorado has a lot of weird religious people?
Yeah.
It kind of does because it's right next to Utah. We had a lot of Mormons at my school who were really weird about that stuff. But for
I just get the sense that your parents were like, and I don't want you strict. To think that were strict.
They were. We didn't have cable growing up.
See, this is what I mean.
There you go. Yeah. Hmm. We didn't have cable, so, but
did you play outside?
Played outside, read a lot. But the shows I did watch, like, they didn't know it was on TV.
Right.
So, their only qualification was, okay, as long as it's not cable, watch whatever you want. So, I still watched, like just, like, bad Mad TV episodes where I learned... I learned, like...
Mad TV.
I mean, I still love Mad TV to this day. I still stand for it. But, like, just, like, bad comedy shows where I learned, like, what... Like what bad words were like at a very young age. So it didn't really, so not having cable didn't deprive me of anything.
I don't remember when I learned like a swear word. Do you?
No.
I remember getting in trouble.
I remember getting in trouble too. I remember in the fourth grade, we were playing Foursquare at recess and then someone like booted me in the butt. So I said, Daniel, stop touching my ass. And then the principal called me into her office and was like, Bowen, you can't say those words. And I really didn't know what the big deal was.
I love that you called it your
my ass.
Like, when
don't
you
touch
were
my
in
ass.
The fourth grade.
Why not?
That's funny.
That's like an anatomical thing. Like why
can you not
so
say ass
about it? Exactly.
So I don't anyway, know.
My ass.
I used love to it. Say ass, and my mom would be like, "Don't say that word." I'd be like, "It's another word for donkey." And my mom's like, "You're a brat."
I used to do that kind of shit too, though, because all swear words have a different meaning.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, fuck.
Yeah, fuck does not.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck shit. Has many.
Fuck now does. There's more than one definition.
Did you guys see that video? Speaking of pop culture stuff, that video on the Instagram of that girl. It's like, I love the word bitch. There are so many ways you can say it. And she's just like, bitch. Bitch. Bitch.
No.
Yeah, she does it for a full minute of all different ways you can say the
Please
word
send.
Bitch. I will.
You had a great moment on Brett Davis's show where you guys did a full reenactment of a next episode.
Oh, yeah.
And then you said, hey, my name is this and I'm ass nasty. Mm-hmm. And it was so funny.
Oh, my God.
Guys, just watch Brett.
What does ass nasty mean?
I don't know, but I love it.
I'm an ass nasty bitch.
Does that mean that you like asses or that your ass
this
is
means
nasty?
I'm ass nasty. I don't know. It means that you're just like, you're a nasty bitch. Like, you
but
know.
What does that mean?
That's what it means, Jilly. It means
just
like.
Be creative.
Like, you're a nasty bitch.
Am I?
Yeah.
But what is an ass nasty bitch?
Ass yeah. nasty like, means that you're just like down for whatever. Like, I'm ass nasty. Like, if you're not down to like do all the shit that I want to do, have sex a billion times and whatever else, you're not ass nasty. And I
see, I just go on Urban Dictionary to find out the definitions of all these words.
Yes. I don't even know if that one's on Urban Dictionary. I think that's a Greta Teitelman original.
Let's find out,
actually,
guys.
Unfortunately, I can't take credit for the writing of ass nasty. I wish Darn. I could.
Who wrote that, Brett?
You know who I actually think conceived of it, and I could be wrong. Uh-huh, uh-huh. I think it was Tessa.
Tessa.
Who's Tessa?
Scara?
Yes.
Great.
Tessa Scara.
That's very her. She's
Bowen also is in a group called Pop Roulette, which mm-hmm. is actually mm-hmm. the most fun thing I've ever seen oh happen live. And being dead Greta. Serious, that was so much fun. When I see you guys at UCB, it's the most fun show.
Oh, I got the definition.
What Here is we go. It?
Oh, wait. It's nasty ass, which
nope.
is different than
see,
ass.
Nasty.
Ass nasty.
Nasty ass is something really gross and disgusting.
That's pretty literal.
Let me see what Ass Nasty may not be in here.
Can we talk about Mama June's transformation?
Yeah, yes. I was just going to ask Bowen. I want to talk about your favorite pop culture moment right now.
Right now? This is so basic. Wait, Jillie's found something? Hold on.
I found Ass Nasty. Person who's very, very ugly or extremely unattractive.
No. I don't think that's the right answer. Wrong. That's not the right definition.
According to Urban Dictionary, that's what it is.
I'm going to go in there and edit that.
Okay, let's talk to Mom. Let's talk about Mama June now.
What's your favorite? What low's that?
Pop culture moment.
We're going to talk about Mama June. My favorite pop culture moment now?
Yeah.
This is very basic, but not basic, but I feel like it's a very simple answer.
Can I guess?
Yeah, please.
Beyonce and her twins.
Ooh, that. I'm like, I didn't even care the first time when Blue Ivy was born.
Are you a Beyonce person?
I love Beyonce. Love her, but like for some reason,
you're
like.
You're part of the Hive.
I'm part of the Hive. I spent
same
too much money on her concert and on her merch last summer.
I went to the concert too.
Wrong guess. I will stop.
No, that's okay. That's okay. Oh, no, please. Big Little Lies is, I think, my favorite.
I want to talk. I could talk about that show for forever. Hours. You guys watching?
Are we all moving to Monterey? Because
it's cold as hell though. Yeah. It's so fucking cold.
So really,
it's too secluded. It's too secluded.
Why is it so cold?
It's like
it's NorCal.
It's NorCal. It's by San
and it's on the coast.
Can I tell you? Yeah. Are you? You're watching Big Little Lies?
Yes.
I only watched the first episode and then half of the second.
Oh, you should binge the rest of the day because the season finale is tonight.
Tonight.
How many episodes were there? Six.
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 No, seven.
Yeah.
You guys, I need to tell you something though about the show.
Okay.
Wow. Thank God that buzzing is over. I think my neighbor's fridge was open. Did you hear that buzzing?
I did.
Anyway, sorry.
Very specific.
It beeps when the fridge is open? Sorry. Yeah. Okay.
Here's my problem with Big Little Lies.
Okay. Wow.
I feel so enthralled and connected to that community.
Yes.
And I know them and I really feel like I'm in their reality.
Right, right.
Two issues.
Okay.
Shailene Woodley.
Uh-huh.
Number one.
Sonor.
I'm just... Why...
Why?
Why in that role? Why in that role?
Apparently in the book, she's supposed to be a young mom. Who's
Jillie is like, we don't want to be negative about Shailene Woodley. This is being critical.
Sorry. I didn't mean
to. This is a positive podcast where we love all women and we respect them.
She is fantastic. She's so talented. And she's like, she's going out there doing the no DAPL stuff, being a Bernie bro girl.
I think she's too young for the role.
Well, the mom is the character, like in the book, is supposed to be this young mom.
Yes.
But anyway, Shailene, like, okay, I'm sorry. That was unfair of me to say snore because she really, 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 like, bites into the role.
She does.
In, like, the fifth and sixth episodes.
I just find there to be, like, the other characters are just so powerful.
Yes.
And there's something that falls flat about Shailene's performance for me.
I think it's, like, the tension that's, it's all bubbling up to the finale tonight.
I kind of agree with you, Greta.
Yeah.
But I do like the dichotomy between her and like Nicole Kidman. Mm-hmm. Like I really
like. Yeah, I feel like they're so different. And
the juxtaposition between her and the other actresses. It really, really works in terms of telling the story. But I agree. I don't know what it is.
I can't put my finger on it.
Could it just be the character and not specifically her?
I think, you know what? I'm going to be really honest. And
she's no Reese Witherspoon in this
she's
show.
No Reese.
I think it's difficult for her. I think that I would imagine if I were her, I'm acting with these powerhouse actresses, Nicole Kidman, Reese Witherspoon, Laura Dern. Mm-hmm. Her role is so complicated and intense and insane that I just think that like that's a really hard role for her to be in, and she's acting alongside some of the most like legendary actresses of all time.
I will say she plays that mother role well with Zicky.
She does. She's a really good mom.
That's a really convincing portrayal. But
I agree.
But it's like the mystery. So it's probably because we don't know that much about the character.
Yeah,
that's probably
it's her relationships with the other moms at the school that I don't really buy. I'm like, now you're besties with these ladies.
Oh, yeah.
Like I don't buy. Maybe that's it. I don't buy into necessarily the relationships on the show.
Sure.
Because I like Shailene in that role.
Yeah.
Shailene.
I loved her in The Descendants.
Didn't watch that.
Same.
That was a great movie with George Clooney.
I like her as an actress a lot. And she likes to sun her vagina. So
She likes to sun her vagina. So what does that mean?
To like lay on the deck and not wear underwear and like allow her vagina to get
to breathe.
Air dry.
Vitamin D.
I love it.
I thought she said vitamin dick.
She's cool. She's like really
into it. I was like, what is that?
She's into the herbs. Yeah, she's into making herbs. Her own toothpaste and stuff. And I dig that.
She's great.
She's like very into like oils and things like that. Good she doesn't wear any products that are unnatural.
She is the Zoe Kravitz character.
Yes. IRL. Yes, exactly.
Zoe Kravitz is in every movie.
Zoe Kravitz is my like body style icon.
Yeah, she is the babe of all babes right now.
Gorgeous.
She is. Oh my God.
But talking about if your dad was Lenny Kravitz and your mom was Lisa Bonet, you would look like that.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying.
I mean, that's like the hottest people.
She's just an overnight icon.
Yeah.
I agree.
The second she was born, she was an icon.
I saw her at the Nomad once and I was like, icon.
Icon.
Yeah. Wait, can I say my second thing about Big Little Lies before I forget? You know what also takes me out of the reality? The 6-year-old daughter of Reese Witherspoon knowing all of that music.
She's like, I'm going to put on this fucking...
Doesn't the dad work in music though?
No, the dad's a tech guy. Oh, the dad just like works in
computers.
You guys,
you know, I've only watched one episode. I'm very lost right now.
Okay, I'm sorry. I just had to get these off my off my chest because no one else around me watches it.
Yeah, she's too smart. She knows too much.
She's too good.
You know in Men in Black when he goes to like test and he shoots the little girl carrying all of those like crazy books?
Girl, do you think I remember what happened in Men in Black?
Do you remember that?
The original?
Yes.
I rewatched the original again and I don't know what you're talking
about.
Okay,
you know when he like goes in for the test to like see if he's eligible to be fighting aliens?
No.
Okay, never mind.
Wait, can I bring up a third issue?
Yes.
With Big Little Lies?
Yes. Big Little Lies, okay, absolutely. Let's hear it. Is that all of the townspeople in those interrogation cutaways are so freaking snarky and
yeah,
rude.
They really are.
It's like a person is dead and you're gonna make side barbs about like, oh well, you know what, she was
the second she got into this town, everybody knew there was something she was hiding. Yeah. And it's like, okay,
talk about the murder.
You remember that?
Yeah. No, it's like, well, you could see there was tension.
They're like, the person that blow dries her hair knows all of her secrets.
Right.
I know,
like,
but
you're like, what?
It's actually crazy because it's like, are all those townspeople just transfixed by everyone else?
Yeah,
that they're not even paying attention.
It is like supposed to be like as a device, like a Greek chorus. It's like they're all like supposed to say the same thing
to reinforce
this idea that like, oh, this town is very image conscious.
I love like TV shows about like fucked up towns because isn't every town fucked up?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Like there's not like one normal town and they're like, this is the fucked up town. It's like every town's fucked up.
Yeah, every town is really fucked up. Small towns, big towns, doesn't matter. Do you guys remember that show, Smallville?
Wasn't that Supernatural?
Smallville.
Yeah, it was about Superman.
CW had really cool shows back in the day.
Yeah. They're getting back into it. I just watched Riverdale. Like
Riverdale on our podcast a few podcasts ago with Ariana.
I don't remember.
It was about Archie.
Oh yeah.
Now I remember.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I'll have to check it.
Julie, you're on a show that's coming out soon.
I am.
Ooh. Are you excited?
Do you want to know what's so funny? So the TV show that I'm on is called I Love Dick.
Oh yeah, Jill Soloway.
Yes. Yeah. So clearly it's my first show. And so my IMDb page says Jilly Hendricks, I Love Dick.
That's cool.
Yes.
Best known for I Love Dick.
Yeah, literally. That's what actress known for I Love Dick.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if like, do porns get put in IMDb too?
No.
Okay, so that's cool.
I don't believe that they do.
I'm sure there's an IPDB, Internet Porn Database.
Oh yeah, definitely. Probably. So, definitely. Well, there's actually a porn star named Jenny Hendricks.
Wow.
Does she look like you?
Well, let's find out. I don't know.
I love it when Jill whips out her phone.
Love it.
Let's find out, everyone. Would I ever do porn? Like,
would you?
Someone slid into my DMs and asked me to be a cam girl.
What's a cam girl?
So that means that you get to like record with a, like you set up a time to meet with a guy and then you have sex with them over the internet. And she was like, you can make $700 an hour. And I was like, actually, I charge more to DJ.
Shut it down,
Jill. I was like, financially, this isn't the right move for me.
Wow.
Bowen.
Yes.
Growing up. Sorry, I keep on coming back to growing up because I love also knowing about people's childhoods and background. Growing up, did you grow up in a community with like gay people or no?
Not really.
And are your parents religious?
Parents are not religious, but like spiritual. Uh-huh. And we're just like morally bound to like Chinese culture.
Yeah.
And where like being gay is like a big no-no.
Did you have to come out to them?
Yeah. Well, the first time I came out was like not on my terms.
The first time?
Yeah. So here we go. Not on my terms. Like they found like this like racy chat window and they were like, and my
mom. How old were you?
I was like 16.
Okay.
That's rough.
It was rough. And then, and this is just like not to be like too heavy and like I promise it was fine, but like the only option for them, because they didn't know how to handle this, was to like send me to Colorado Springs to this like
conversion
to like a therapist. Yeah, it's fine. No, it's totally fine. And I kind of want to like hit him up again for like a This American Life story or something. But anyway, like spent like, but by that point, no, I was 17.
Wait, hold on. How?
Like a sleepaway therapist?
Not a sleepaway therapist, but like my dad and I would drive 2 hours each way to go see him every week.
Guy would tell you that you can't be gay?
The guy, so they started out as like regular therapy sessions.
Okay.
And then by like the fourth session, it was like, okay, let's walk through a time that you've been attracted to another man. And then his thesis was like, he would like ask very leading questions. He'd be like, okay, well, when you saw him, like, how are you feeling? And like, how was your body feeling? And I was like, fine. And he goes, well, what was your posture? Like, was it very slouch? Was it very like negative? Like, were you just feeling bad about yourself? Like leading questions for me to say things like, oh yeah, I felt terrible about myself when I was attracted to that man. Because his whole thing was, anytime you have the same sex attraction, it's because like you're in a bad emotional place, which is ridiculous. So that was like the main thing. But sorry, correction, I was 17, because at that point I had already like was deciding between NYU and UCLA for college.
Okay.
And my sister was
already going to college with love.
Yeah, I know. I was really
between the Bruins.
It was really between those two schools. But then it ended up flipping to NYU because my sister was already there and my parents wanted me to like have a chaperone essentially. Mm-hmm. It was great to live with my sister and go to school with her for a couple of years. But so like for freshman year of NYU, I was like back in the closet. And then like sophomore year, once my sister moved, I could finally be like, hey guys, by the way, I'm gay.
I have more questions about this therapy. How many times did you go?
Like, I want to say like 8 to 9 times.
Did it really fuck with you? I mean, that is like
a little bit horrible. Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
By the end of it, it was like there was this huge sense of accomplishment. He was like, well, now you get to go to New York and be like, reinvent yourself and be a new person. And I was like, the whole time I was like, this is bullshit, but I'm just going to play along with it.
Right.
Just so as a survival.
You were able to like play along with it.
Yeah. And then like just genuinely like tried to like see if I could like date a woman. And it's so funny to talk about now, but yeah, like by the end of those sessions, I was like, yeah, I feel really good about like what we've accomplished in these sessions. Scott,
I'm totally into chicks now.
I'm totally into chicks.
Did you ever date a woman? Like,
no, never.
Never,
but like have like been attracted to them. I would say I'm like on a scale of 1 to 6 on the Kinsey scale.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like a 5.7. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no. And then
there's
like,
that little tiny bit.
Well, you can always appreciate the opposite or same sex for like sure. The beauty of it. You know what I mean?
Totally.
I think that's totally reasonable.
Yeah.
I have a thing now for like butch lesbians where I'm like really, or just butch women. I shouldn't even say lesbians, but like butch women where I'm like, like,
what's that?
What would that be like?
It could be cool.
Like, I'll watch Rachel Maddow and be like, she's hot.
Yeah, Rachel
Maddow. Rachel Maddow is not butch.
Okay.
I feel like outside of the blazer, she's butch.
Yeah.
Right?
No.
When she was about to, like, read those Trump tax returns and I thought the world was going to be flipped upside down, but it, like, really wasn't.
I know.
Oh, so I was like, Rachel.
I could see that.
Right?
I was kind of into her that night, too.
Yeah. You guys, we're going to go on a little break-see to hear a little word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back. Hey, guys. I just started using Beachbody On Demand, and I'm addicted. Exercise really helps me with my anxiety and gives me confidence. I love staying in shape and getting the most from all of my exercise routines, so I'm super excited to be using Beachbody On Demand. It gives you the ability to stream hundreds of workouts from programs all proven to deliver amazing results, and they're all created by world-class super trainers. A few of my favorites are 21 Day Fix, Tai Chang, and Country Heat. I also love that Beachbody On Demand is accessible on my computer, TV, tablet, smartphone, or any other web-enabled device, which is perfect because I'm constantly traveling and it's nice to have a workout I can do anywhere. Beachbody On Demand offers a wide variety of workouts ranging from cardio to weight training to yoga to low impact and even dance. If you need help finding a workout style to match your interests and goals, you're definitely going to find something here. Beachbody On Demand offers fully integrated programs, including step-by-step daily workout calendars and customized, simple but proven eating habits. Beachbody On Demand also allows flexibility to design your workout schedule from over 500 different workouts. I was super interested in adding yoga to my weekly workouts, so I just started doing 3-week yoga retreat, and I already feel more flexible. Beachbody On Demand also includes the brand new, first-of-its-kind cooking show for healthy weight loss and portion control called Fixate. This is going to teach you how to cook healthy, delicious, and simple recipes for you and your family or your girlfriends. Learn how to prep your meals, cook for kids, or cook vegan-friendly meals, and even practice your bartending skills because they have healthy and delicious cocktail recipes. This is a brand new service, but already it has a million members. You can sign up for a 30-day membership by using our special code, LADYLOVIN. All you have to do is text LADYLOVIN to 303030, and you're going to get a full 30 days of access to the entire platform for free. So all you have to do is text LADYLOVIN, all one word, to 303030. And you're going to get full 30 days of access.
Have you started a new business or a new creative practice and need a place to showcase all of your new exciting hard work? Squarespace is the place for you. You should make your next move on Squarespace because they have the most beautiful and award-winning designer templates. They have an all-in-one platform and you have incredible 24/7 customer service. So if you're like me and you're not very good at computers and technology, they are there to support you and walk you through step-by-step to create the perfect website for you. They also offer you a unique domain experience that's super, super simple and easy to set up. They're flexible for any kind of website. So whether you're a shop or you want to showcase your art or you started a new dog walking business, you can make any kind of website you can think of. So make your next move with Squarespace by starting your free trial today at squarespace.com and enter the code LOVIN to get 10% off of your first purchase. That is squarespace.com. Enter the code LOVIN and get 10% off of your first purchase. So I promise you, you guys are going to love it. I love Squarespace. We use Squarespace and it's the best.
And we are back.
Hi.
While we were on our little break, I also think that Rachel Maddow is hot.
Okay.
I've seen her out to dinner with her girlfriend.
Do you think she's butch? Because Lo doesn't think she's butch.
I think that in real life, like you're saying, like when she, in her real life, I think that she would be the more butch person in the relationship right. that she's in with her wife. Are they married?
They're married. Oh, no. I don't think they are. I think they're partners.
Her... Do you think girlfriend. We should Google Rachel Maddow street style and really just get a
street style?
She wears t-shirts and stuff. Yeah.
Like baggy sweaters.
I saw her
Rachel
at
Maddow street style. I love
it. I saw her at Balthazar and like her girlfriend is this like
slightly older,
very blonde, very feminine, woman. Who I think is she a cook?
She's an artist. She has like installations and galleries.
Yeah. And I think they're, aren't they like 15 years apart or something like that?
Something, yeah. There's an age difference there.
She's,
They've been together for ages.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I don't know.
She's like tomboy-y.
Yeah, she's tomboy-y for sure.
Thing.
Yeah.
I think
I don't know what makes someone butch.
Like the hair, and
I think just the general way that they like it's themselves. Definitely asserting much more of a masculine energy.
Yeah.
I think she's also just like boy nerdy looking.
She's boy nerdy looking, which is like my type.
Yeah,
so. Same.
Are you guy with glasses?
I when love was nerds. Your first boyfriend?
Oh, I haven't like had like a full on relationship, but like
ever.
Like I've dated and like, but nothing that's lasted more than like a few months.
Yeah.
And like, oh God, do you know Farrah?
Yeah.
Our friend Farrah. So she has a podcast.
Farrah's been on our podcast.
She's been on this podcast. Farrah has a podcast where she'll call psychics. And now she's starting to bring people on, and I did it yesterday. And then like my big question to this woman, Kathy, who may have been bad at her job, was like, will I get a boyfriend in the next year? Cause people keep telling me to just work on yourself. And I've been doing that for like all these years, right? It's like a cop out.
Everyone's like, love yourself. You're like, I'm trying.
It's like, I'm doing that already. Yeah. Stop. But then this woman, Kathy, God bless her, was like, just gave me these like kind of throwaway answers. She was like, yeah, you know what? What I'm seeing is like, don't worry about it. just allow it to happen. And I'm like, you're just saying what everyone else is saying. So hopefully, and then she says by mid-May, I will have a significant other. And then she said by September, we will be in the same, we'll be cohabitant, like that's moved very, in.
Wait, you'll live
that's
with
so
each other.
Much from saying just let it happen. So like boyfriend in May and live-in boyfriend in
live-in boyfriend in September. And I was like, okay.
That's a lot. Wow.
Yeah, it was intense.
So with your parents now, like if mm-hmm. you were to get into a serious relationship, yeah. would you bring your boyfriend?
Never.
Never.
Never. And it's fine. I feel like it's slowly gotten better. And I'll shut down anytime they say something stupid. Like, they'll be like, well, one of you has to be the woman in the really. And I'm like, nope, that's such a dumb idea. Stop it. But like, it's interesting though. Cause my sister, it was like, kind of like not an issue for my sister. She got married last year. Not an issue for her to get married to some guy who wasn't Chinese, because back when we were kids, it was like, you have to marry a Chinese person.
Okay.
But then, like, that's loosened up a bit. So she married this great guy who's Jewish, and then she's just converted mm-hmm. to Judaism, and her bat mitzvah is in August.
Amazing.
I'm so excited. But it's like, my parents are like very, have been like surprisingly open minded about that. And I'm like, like, I wonder what that's like, just to like get that.
Do you think if you like sent them like, info to read or like anything that they would actually read it, or are they just so close-minded that you couldn't like go that way?
It's like, oh well, it's like right for Moonlight One at the Oscars. Yeah. Like
what a beautiful film.
Beautiful film. FaceTimed them and they were like, and like they had brought it up first, and I was like, well yeah, like look, like it's like a story people want to hear, and it's like it's sort of like everyone can relate to it in some way. And then I forgot what my mom said, but she was like, well, no, it's that's just specific to that. And like, she just kind of tossed it off, and it's a weird, like they're slowly getting better at it. But anyway,
because I wonder if like when they say the comment, like, doesn't there need to be a woman, if that's what they're like reading,
right?
You know what I mean? It's like, where do they get that information from?
And they've definitely been misinformed. I think, you know what I mean? That's a good idea, Jilly, just to like inform them.
I mean, I don't know.
It's just hard. I think just like culturally, immigrate here from China? Mm-hmm, yeah. I think culturally, generationally, it's so complicated.
It's weird, but it's fine. I would say if in the next 5 years I could bring someone home, then like I wouldn't mind. I can wait that out.
I think at a certain point, like, no matter, I mean, obviously there are some parents that are not supportive at all of their children's lives, and that's very upsetting, but I think that a lot of parents do want their children to be happy, and I think that if they were to see you with someone that made you super happy, mm-hmm, I think that might also change something.
Yeah, and I don't want to like vilify them either. Like, I love them. I just went home last weekend. Went on some hikes, like ate seafood in Colorado, and
you really lived.
We really lived. No, and like I love them so much, but like it's just this thing that we're working through, and it's good. Mm-hmm. It's fine.
It's gorgeous. Yeah. Complicated. I'm sorry.
That's okay. No, don't be sorry.
Jillie, were you going to say something?
No, I'm just resting my lips on them. Sometimes when you put your lips on the foam, it's like relaxing.
It feels nice. But maybe unhygienic.
So yeah, that's pretty, but I'm listening too.
I think it's making funny noises on the show.
Can we talk about Mama June now?
Mama June.
Yes, the transformation.
So many thoughts.
I saw those pics today.
Okay, so Mama June now has had a breast augmentation. Well, first, she lost a bunch of weight, had a breast augmentation, had some things like tightened up because she lost a bunch of weight.
She had to get a bunch of skin.
And then they released a photo of her.
In this red gown.
Like, yes, looking like a babe.
Now, I want to ask, did she, do we know if she lost the weight herself or if she...
So isn't it a what? Isn't it a TV show?
A stomach procedure of some kind,
like a bypass.
Yeah, but I think she also exercised. Like it said, she was working with trainers
for sure.
Because I hear that you can't do both. You can't just like get surgery and you're free. You have to
correct.
Yeah, I think she did all of the things.
Great, and it's not. This is not to like put too much attention on like the procedure because it's like, of course, it's good that she.
It's very good for your health.
It's good. Yeah, it's just good for
procedure like that. It doesn't matter how much you weigh.
I clicked on a video of her that I can pull up, but she's just like, you'd think that when someone goes through such an insane makeover that they almost become a different person, you know, because she literally shed 2/3 of her body and looks like a totally different person.
Can I say though, there's not a light behind her eyes.
Ooh,
I agree with that.
I agree.
In because these photos,
maybe she needs a highlighter.
No, girl. We're talking like light.
Talking like glint in her eye.
That was just my cheesy makeup joke.
Jillie's like, but why don't you just get the amazing highlighter from Glossier?
The Glossier
and get it
glow.
Sent to your house.
Available online.
They like interviewed her.
I'm not feeling like a ton of joy from these photos.
I know. It's very upsetting, kind of. And
she also bleached her hair.
There was this interview with her where she was like, I've been working my ass off and I should look good. And that's all that she had to say about it. And I was like, you know what? You're fucking right.
Yeah.
But I feel you. Like, I've been exercising so hard and it's like, I'm not at Mama June before and after, but I just mean, it's like, you're like, yeah, I should fucking look good. This is hard work. Right, like, what else is there to say?
Yeah. She also had to get like, go to like a skin tailoring doctor, which is full.
Well, that really breaks my heart because, you know, a lot of people lose weight on their own that are really overweight and it's so much money to get all that excess skin removed.
Yeah.
Like, how do you even pay for that?
I think insurance actually will cover it.
Really? I think there's also been a lot of very dark things about her and her family that's been revealed. That must
it's tough.
Be
difficult.
Can we talk about where is Honey Boo Boo now?
What do you mean? She's like fully 14 years old.
I think you can probably see her on that show.
Does she have an Instagram? Like, how's she doing?
I'm sure she probably has an Instagram. I'll look it up right now.
Does Mama June have Insta?
Definitely.
Really? I'm going to follow her.
You know who I felt the worst for? Pumpkin.
Pumpkin from Flavor of Love?
No, from Honey Booby. I just called it Honey Booby.
From Honey Booba.
Yeah, from Honey Booby.
I never watched, so I don't know. Is Pumpkin's
the other? Yeah, I never watched either.
Pumpkin
I just read.
Is the older daughter who, Mama June has a
not
Twitter.
Not the one that had the baby, though.
Not the one that had the baby.
Really? I thought that she was the one that had the baby.
No, that's I don't know her name, but Pumpkin is the other one. Mm. There's like the one that had the baby, and then there's Pumpkin, and then there's the Honey Boo Boo.
Mm. Honey Boo Boo just has a Facebook page.
Oh, that's it?
Maybe. Why do we feel bad for Pumpkin?
Because I feel like
I'm pretty sure she was sexually abused.
Oh, was she the one?
I think she was sexually abused, and then they were also like on that show. And I mean, imagine giving like Honey Boo Boo at the peak of that show was like this 6-year-old girl that was just like bossing everyone around,
like the star.
And she was like, "It's Honey Boo Boo's world or no one's world at all." She was like, you know, and it's like you're just forced to live in that. And it's like if I were the older sister, if I were Pumpkin, I'd be like, "I'm a teenager, like trying to grow," and now we're just putting cameras on my 6-year-old daughter. Just like freaking the fuck out all the time.
You're so right. You're so
you know,
right.
And I just feel bad for her. She did get pregnant and have a baby though. I'm pretty paused. I don't know.
This is stuff I know nothing about, guys.
Jillie, what's going on in your Honey pop culture world?
God, I love
you know,
show.
I'm not so much in the pop culture world. I'm in the meme world.
You are in the meme world.
I follow memes more than I do pop culture.
Memes are pop culture.
I've learned from Jill that all of these really popular accounts are really just a lot of advertisements. I didn't realize, but now I know.
Yeah.
When they do a meme about the Power Rangers, it's because they're getting paid by the Power Rangers to do a meme about the Power Rangers.
You know, if anyone's talking about anything usually they're getting paid. If it isn't themselves, they're usually getting paid.
Correct. I agree. I just didn't realize that like Daquan was like getting paid to like
talk about
the Power Rangers.
To jab Daquan at the Power Rangers. Money. Daquan is the best.
I know. He's hilarious. But I just, when I learned this, I just was disappointed.
Sure. I love Daquan when he comments, like when his captions are like three paragraphs long. And he's like really gone deep into the, like what the photo means to him.
I just like it when Daquan puts like the crying laughing face.
Do you follow Daquan?
I don't follow Daquan, but do you guys follow Lil Mayo?
Yes.
Lil Mayo. You need to follow Lil Mayo, though. Okay. Lil Mayo is this little alien puppet.
Oh, yeah.
Who Lil loves weed.
Great. I love the videos of Lil Mayo, like so smoking funny. Blunts and being with
girls.
Isn't it? Aren't they? Canadian is like Canadian kids that
it's Canadian kids, but like, how are they getting into all these clubs? And like, there's just Lil Mayo's Instagram story is just the little puppet sitting in like the VIP section with all these girls dancing around him, and it's so funny.
Oh god, this is an actual puppet.
Yeah. It's really funny. Oh wait, hold on, that's what I wanted to talk about. Instagram stories. How do we feel about them?
I love an Instagram story. Love I think it. That people just want to know what I'm doing at all times of the day.
But like, kind of, yes. Here's the thing. Instagram story, again, this is how I felt about Snapchat too. And like, RIP Snapchat
a little bit. Snapchat.
But like, you would go on Snapchat and it's like you felt like you were sort of with the person.
Yeah.
And you got a glimpse into the outside world and how they were living. And
I can't go on Snapchat because I get too much FOMO. It's the only thing that gives me FOMO is Snapchat.
I have not been on Snapchat.
But can I tell you what I do? I watch Instagram stories instead of Netflix.
What?
Wow. Like before I go to bed, I'm watching something Navy's Instagram story where it's just her and her daughter living their life and they're so fucking cute. And I watch it before I go to sleep.
There's room for
and
both.
I'm like,
jealous.
There's room for both.
Like you literally nothing on Netflix is exciting me. So it's like I'm just watching Instagram bloggers, Instagram stories.
Fair. Do you use Instagram story?
Here's the thing. I love watching other people's Instagram stories. I feel like I'm very bad at creating my own.
I feel like you're really good at it.
You're very good.
I'm not that good at it.
I think you are. Greta was at a bachelorette party last night and it was phenomenal. It was
also, your story last night was great.
But it was obnoxious at one point because you know when you see the bars of time
where like my segments were
like
a
little short and I was like, this is so obnoxious. No one wants to see us like drinking out of these cowboy boots twerking at the club.
Absolutely.
Like that.
But that's the thing is they do. And do if they don't, they then they'll skip over it. Yeah. Like that's what I also love about Instagram stories is I can decide.
Yeah.
I can't decide what shows up in my feed usually because it's like then I have to unfollow.
There you go.
Lo, you do good Instagram stories when you cook.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the thing. That's what I'm telling you is that we get to like look at these the glimpses into people's lives that we otherwise wouldn't. Okay, so you do cooking ones. That's amazing.
But see, I want some celebrities like Jennifer Lopez specifically to show me more what's going on in her life. It's like use Insta stories more.
I want to know what's
more.
Going on in her love life with A-Rod and their color coordinated ensemble.
They're trying to be like Drake and Rihanna.
Oh yeah, they made their debut the other day in New York City in a full camel color coordinated ensemble with matching umbrella.
Oh my
wow. God. Can we talk about
it? Must have taken a stylist like 2 weeks to create the
can
look.
Can I tell you, absolutely. You want to know who wears matching umbrellas? The queen.
What?
But who does she match with?
Her suits.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, like the Queen of England?
The Queen of England has a matching umbrella for every suit.
Okay, that's cool. Here's it took me a second to get there.
Yeah.
Isn't it funny that A-Rod is dating J-Lo?
I love it.
They both have little
A-Rod's
names.
Sister has already made an appearance on J-Lo's Instagram. Or J-Lo has made an appearance on A-Rod's sister's Instagram where that she calls her sister.
But are they getting paid to do that?
Hey, whoa.
I don't know, but it feels like true love.
I bet there's sex.
It does to
I bet
me.
J-Lo
I truly
and
think that they're
crazy.
I think it's true love for
true
J-Lo.
Love. That's
I
good.
Hope it is.
Because J-Lo loves a man like this. Remember, she dated P. Diddy, Ben Affleck. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. She dated her backup dancer.
Yep.
Casper.
And A-Rod loves a woman like J-Lo when she dated Madonna.
A-Rod loves all
Kate
women.
Hudson.
Let's be real.
Kate Hudson.
That Google
Kate Hudson looks nothing
founder.
Like J-Lo. They just, she He loves
Anne Radakowski. Is that her name?
Yeah. Uh-huh. He dated the founder of 23andMe. I'm not fucking kidding you. They were dates at the Met Gala last year.
They dated for a while.
Fantastic.
Here's the dealio.
Let's hear it.
I bet their sex is crazy. And also, I want to know what's going on, Bowen, in the world. In the gay sex world.
Are we sex exploring now?
Yeah, we're sex exploring now.
Great.
I think we need a song for sex exploring.
Do you guys
want
to know how much time has already elapsed?
An hour?
Time.
50 minutes has already elapsed. Can you believe
it? So we have 10 minutes to talk about the gay sex world?
Is there other sex stuff?
No, we want to talk about the gay sex.
No, I'm pretty bored with all other sex stuff.
Straight sex is boring.
Okay. And I'm not the best person to ask about this.
But what's trending in your life?
Okay, what's trending in my life is this just blew my mind. Do you guys know what poppers are?
Duh.
No.
So poppers are alkyl nitrites.
Thank God. I'm laughing because Greta, of course, has done the drug of choice in the gay sex world.
There you go.
With all of my friends.
Tell me
what a popper is.
So they come in these little bottles and they're virtually harmless. Like the worst thing that can happen if you like overuse them is like you get like a corneal tear.
But first off, they're not virtually harmless. If you Google,
you'll go blind.
If you Google it, they're not virtually harmless.
They're not. They're not. I'm sorry. That's irresponsible of me. Thank you, Jill.
Yes, sorry.
But you inhale them and they're vapors basically, and you inhale them and they're supposed to like dilate your blood vessels and just relax you. And so, and the main function is to dilate your blood vessels and loosen you up enough so that it facilitates anal.
Or just you do it in the back of the cab one Tuesday night. Me going out, just living life.
My friend Joel will like bring poppers to like straight places and like have girls try them, and it's and they love it.
But does it make you in your brain feel weird, like, oh, I'm so high, or does it just loosen your butt?
It loosens your butt, and it is this weird like high that lasts for about like literally 15 minutes.
Okay, got it. So it's short-lived.
Super short-lived. And yeah, harmless until you overuse them. But anyway, I just found out that there's top poppers and there's bottom poppers.
Whoa.
I don't know what the top poppers are supposed to do. What
does
that even mean?
Does it give you a boner?
I guess the top poppers give you a boner.
But if you're loose, can you even get one?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you're too relaxed, can you get a boner?
I don't know. I've never been too relaxed before, and I don't get boners.
So the top poppers are for the tops, and the bottom poppers are for the bottoms. But I feel like
I love being called a bottom popper.
I'm a bottom popper.
I'm a bottom popper.
You pop those bottoms.
I like poppers.
Poppers are fun.
They're really fun. They're legal.
They're legal?
They are?
Yeah.
Yes. You can get them at sex shops.
Get them at sex shops.
You guys, this is not, shop. We are not condoning this. Okay?
Yeah, sorry. We're not condoning popper use, just like I'm not condoning doing whippets.
Please be safe.
Don't do whippets.
Oh my
or
God.
Or try them.
But yeah, I feel like that's like the big new thing for me is figuring that out. Also, I bought my first jock strap.
Wow, that's
which
hot.
Is very What's fun. That? Like just like a jock strap that guys like will wear on the
like
football team.
Like if they
team.
Play football?
Yeah, but there's like now there's like designer ones for like gay
So what
gay
do you
men.
Do that? Oh, just like it's like wearing just a thong? To wear,
it's like wearing a thong. It's like wearing a sexy under.
It's like wearing like lingerie.
So does yours have like Swarovski crystals on it?
No, I wish though. Mine is from a brand called Nasty Pig, which is a horrible
color.
Name.
What color is it?
Que color?
Que color is your jockstrap?
It's just black and gray. Oh. They had like red and blue, chic. But very I was like, chic. I just wanted a chic, like monotone.
Yeah,
cool.
So I wore that on a day where I had like three different auditions, and then it just made me feel like powerful.
Really?
Honestly, whenever I wear lingerie, I feel powerful.
Right?
So powerful.
I can't believe you wore it to your auditions. That's hot.
It felt like my ass was.
It's just like a thong.
It's just like a thong. Yeah. Like my cheeks were just
lifted and caressed and everything. That's amazing.
You know what I heard?
Just came back.
But there's a lot of sex that happens in the steam room at Equinox.
Yes, and it makes me so jealous.
That's not a really thing, though.
You can okay, go. That's you just can a go thing and have
it's just
sex.
Thing that's but happening.
No, I haven't met someone who would want to.
Do you grinder?
That's not true. I'm sure men are love you.
Well, yeah.
No, speaking of that and grinder. It just tests very poorly with everybody.
No.
Grindr is scary, though.
Grindr is scary.
It's too scary for me.
And what about Scruff?
When I saw it.
And Scruff, but like, and you can bring my friend Joel on to talk about this, too.
Oh, Joel's been on.
Can you tell me what Scruff is?
Scruff is like, it was originally designed to be like the grinder for bears, like hairier dudes and like stockier dudes. But now it's like a free for all, like everyone gets
to. So it's just like Grindr, but with a different name.
With a different name, and now they're basically the same app.
What about Manhunt?
I've never used Manhunt. Was like old school days.
Yes.
What's Manhunt?
Manhunt was like pre-Grindr days. Where
Pre-Tinder?
Pre-Grindr.
Like Grindr was before Tinder.
Oh yeah.
So Manhunt, you would have to like log onto a site and like make a profile, like write, describe yourself. And now on Grindr, you get to open it up, open up the app, put a picture of yourself, and then you're good to go.
Hmm. Bowen, I will find a dude for you to have random sex with like now.
Okay.
Or I mean, we'll find someone for you to be in love with.
Yeah, we can literally walk outside. Mm,
well, it's going to be mid-May when his relationship strikes.
There you go. I got time.
We have 6 weeks before finding him the perfect man.
We're going to.
I mean, it most likely will happen before that. Because hopefully. By mid-May, like if you're in it in mid-May, you're probably going to meet him.
Yes, it's
going
to happen right when you leave our podcast.
Wow.
So,
honestly,
there you go.
Any man would be lucky to date you.
That's very nice of you.
Well, I'm being serious. No, you're a handsome, smart, funny man.
That's thank you,
Greta. That also did incredible work on Hillary's campaign.
Oh, thanks.
Which made me so happy.
That's good. Oh, that's thank you very much. But we'll see. I got till mid-May to find me an SO. So.
Cool.
What's
you'll
an SO?
Significant other.
Oh, I'm learning so much today.
An SO, so an ass nasty SO. That's maybe actually a butch woman.
Yes. Could be.
That's actually Rachel Maddow.
Yeah, maybe Rachel just Maddow. End up home wrecking Rachel's relationship. God.
Love to.
Do you think if you like, oh, this is sorry, this is my hungover brain, but this is another question I want to ask you guys.
Oh my god,
you guys, my dogs just came back in. Sorry, this is a loose episode today. The dogs came running back in, and here we are. Here's my last question for the day.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys could have dinner with someone, you know this question, dead or alive, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Who would it be?
Oh my god, this is so hard.
Honestly, I don't even care.
You don't care?
I'm just like not feeling that question.
Oh,
I love like that this question.
Point, like literally, all I want to do is have dinner with someone that I like. You know what I mean?
I'd want to have dinner with my mom's mom.
With your grandma. Great.
But yeah, I never met her. So
that would be
lovely.
Cool.
It's a great question. Love a great answer.
To meet my mom's mom and my dad's mom. Mm-hmm, both mm-hmm. didn't get meet to either them. Of them.
That would be nice.
Yeah. You get to get dinner with both of them.
You get cool. to get dinner yes. with the grandparents for sure. World.
That is a beautiful answer.
It's a really good answer.
Who do you want to have dinner with?
Oh, this is tough.
It can just be how you're feeling alive. Today.
Today I want to get dinner with Kelly Giddish from Law and Order SVU.
Yep. She's love great. Her.
Cool.
She's the blonde one. She's the only female SVU person who can stack up to or can match wits with Mariska.
Yeah, it's true. Do you think they have tension on set?
I don't know. I feel like Kelly Giddish and Ice-T get along so well.
Yeah, they're friends. They're friends in real life.
IRL. And there's just videos of them like hanging out on set, just having a great time. So I feel like she can like hang.
Yeah.
And Mariska, like, I feel like is just so high functioning.
Yeah. You guys, just like every town is fucked up. I think that there's tension in every TV show.
Yeah.
Probs.
It's healthy.
I just love Law and Order so much. It's like probably my number one show.
It's such a good go-to.
SVU is a great
show. It's very scary.
I love it.
Greta, who would you have?
Today, Cher.
Cher. Oh, that's a great answer.
Cool.
Today, Cher.
Cher, I'm going to say this. Cher and Lady Gaga, I'm wearing a Lady Gaga t-shirt right now, are like kind of our only two pop stars. And I'll say Katy Perry, who can be like funny. Who can like be goofy and fun.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I agree with that. No, I think that that's actually really valid.
I'm sure there are others I'm missing.
I'm trying to think of others, but I really can't.
There's only those three.
Only those three.
I feel like if Willa Ford was able to have been around for longer than her I Want to Be Bad phase, I feel like she could have been funny.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Oh, I
what
feel like
about
Ashanti,
Britney?
Not Ashanti. Britney was goofy. Britney
she
had chaotic.
She was goofy back in the day.
Yeah. I feel like Shakira is a little goofy.
Shakira's goofy. You know what? I'm missing a lot. I feel like I was going to say, I said Aaliyah would have been goofy.
Oh, my God. I love Aaliyah so much.
And oh, and Missy. I mean, I'm Missy.
Yeah, but you know, there are some that can't be goofy.
Right.
Like, I think Christina Aguilera, in my mind, not goofy.
Does not have a goofy bone in her body.
She does not fuck around. She's biz.
Which is great. Which
yes,
is good.
It is.
It's her image. It's her brand.
It's
you know?
Her brand.
Like, it is her brand. Is. She's not a goof. She's not goofy.
Not a goofball. That's fine.
And that's okay.
You Bowen, do you.
Who's your lady lovin'?
My lady lovin'? God. I think it's Sandra Oh.
Oh, that's a great one.
I love her. We've never had her. What a great...
You guys, bring her on.
That's a great lady
lovin'. She's never been our lady lovin'.
Oh, yeah, but I'm saying also bring her on.
Well, yeah. Like, hey, if Sandra Oh wanted to come on the show, I would love
to have Sandra Oh on the show. Maybe that's her new hashtag, get Sandra Oh on the show.
Get Sandra
I also love her name.
That's such a fun name.
It's the best.
She's just the best.
She's the best. She was on Doug Loves Movies or whatever that podcast is.
Yeah.
You know what? She played a great best friend in Under the Tuscan Sun. Yes,
and she was a lesbian and great best friend.
I know.
She was married to Kate Walsh.
Yes.
She was so good. And then they later co-starred in Grey's Anatomy.
I know, which is like also... Do you think that the producers saw them and were like...
Grey's Anatomy.
She was like the best character on Grey's Anatomy. She was.
And then I watched her goodbye episode, like the last episode she was on in like season 25 or whatever.
Yeah.
And is that show still on?
Yeah, yes. Still on.
Who's on it?
Maybe I need to start watching again from season one.
Oh my God.
You can't handle Sex in the City, you cannot handle Grey's Anatomy.
I loved
season
Grey's
one.
Anatomy.
Early season, like first three seasons of Grey's were pretty great.
Pretty good.
I remember people have like Grey's parties.
Yeah, right?
They'd be like, Tuesday night, come over to watch Grey's.
And I'd
be
like, such a thing.
Okay.
You guys, they're in season 13 right now.
Wow.
What's the longest running TV show?
I think the longest running TV show probably is The Simpsons. Yeah.
Is that like 24?
Oh, that's I think it's almost on there. I think they're in their 29th season right now.
You know what? That's what happens when you don't have to like have real people.
Let's see. The Simpsons are in their 28th season.
Wow.
Yeah, I love The Simpsons. I was actually talking about cartoons, and I feel like The Simpsons and South Park are really the only two cartoons that I've really been able to get behind.
Yeah.
I never was really that into Family Guy.
I like Family Guy.
I'm not into cartoons,
really.
I think it's really funny. I love cartoons.
I love Stewie. I think that Stewie is one of the most brilliant characters created of all time.
Yeah, Stewie's cute.
Yeah, and I think... There was a point where I was like into Futurama, but like that was
Futurama's great. Did you ever get into Bob's Burgers?
Oh, I've heard Bob's Burgers is really good and I should get into it.
Like start whenever. Just don't start with the first season because they were just finding their footing. And then like season two and beyond is fantastic.
Yeah, I've heard it's great. I'm going to do it.
Bowen, where can our listeners find you?
On Instagram at Faye Dunaway.
Okay.
On Twitter at Bowen Yang.
And they should subscribe to your podcast.
Yeah, Las Culturistas.
It is such a fun podcast. Oh, I can't say
when do you release
it? About it.
Now we're trying to do every Tuesday.
Beautiful.
So anyway.
Every Tuesday, download Bowen's podcast.
Please. Listen to him. Also, if you have the chance and you're in New York, go see Pop Roulette. It's an amazing show. When are you guys performing? Are you still performing?
We are. No shows in New York, but we're doing some LA shows in the next couple weeks.
Yes.
Of April.
And at UCB?
Really at UCB.
If you're in LA, go to UCB's website, find Pop Roulette, go. It's so fun.
Thanks,
I love it.
Greta.
All right. Well, this was very fun.
You're fab.
Thanks. You guys are. I love this podcast.
Thanks
so much
for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me. This is my honor.
Listeners, thanks for listening.
We love you.
Hit that subscribe button.
Hit those 5 stars.
Sorry if you heard me eat Cheerios today, guys.
It's okay. We're all hungover. The dogs came back. It's Sunday. This is a real Sunday podcast.
It is.
There you go.
Real life.
It is. All right. Have a great week.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.